the Rule of Threes Podcast. The Rule of Threes Podcast. It's the Rule of Threes Podcast with Chris and Casey.
It's the Rule of Threes Podcast. I'm Casey Lawrence. No Chris Grace today, but we're talking Game 4. Lakers pulled out the win 102-96. This was a really fun game to watch. Lakers played fantastically on defense. On offense, they played just fine, and they were able to take Miami's, you know, Jimmy Butler offense and cram it down into almost nothing. So, you know, you take a look at what happened in Game 3, where Jimmy Butler had just such an efficient game, played fantastically, got points in the paint, basically got to whatever spot on the floor he wanted. And you contrast it with Game 4, where the Lakers shut him down. In the first quarter, they didn't. He was 5 for 5, he had 11 points. It was a fantastic first quarter for him, but the Lakers were still up at the end of the first. And then from then on, Anthony Davis was like, no, man, I got this. And they switched, and Anthony Davis started guarding him one-on-one. That was the key to this game. They treated him like what he was actually playing like, which was a center. He was playing like a center. And so they treat him like a center. They put Anthony Davis on him, and he was basically shut down from there. They went under the pick and roll. They let him have the three-pointer if he wanted it, and he just didn't take them. He took one three-pointer at the end of the game and missed it. He took two others through the rest of the game. It was not a great game for Jimmy Butler. Pretty funny. Here's, to me, I think the nice thing about this, other than the fact that the Lakers are one win away from a championship, seem like they're playing well on defense. Tonight, we got the KCP game. And it's funny. The KCP game, quote-unquote, really just means that he scored in the first quarter and the fourth quarter, and that's it. Like he was the one who kept the Lakers afloat in the first quarter when they were kind of scuffling at the beginning of the game. And he scored 10 points in the first quarter, was leading the team in points heading into the break, I believe. Yeah. And then LeBron decided, all right, it's time. I got this. And he put the team on his back in the second half. And I mean, here's the thing. It's going to be tough for MVP between LeBron and Anthony Davis if the Lakers do win Game 5. But I think it should go to LeBron because he has taken the burden of being the offensive creator and basically just yelling at his guys to play better on defense. And, you know, of course, then they have to actually play better on defense. But they did. And I think that this is showing exactly why LeBron is an MVP. He's somebody who will make sure to lead the team in points, but make sure to also lead them in their heart. You know, hey, man, let's lead them in their heart. Let's do it. LeBron played the entire fourth quarter. He played almost 39 minutes. Huge game from him. Real happy to see that victory for the Lakers last night. I guess one thing I do want to talk about is how physical this game was. It was incredibly physical. Miami was, it felt like they were trying to beat up the Lakers in the same way that the Lakers had been trying to beat up Miami the entire series. And that's fun. It is fun to see a game that really felt like, oh shit, okay, now this is a finals game. This isn't, you know, just another playoff game in the bubble. This one felt real. And I enjoyed that. I enjoyed feeling like, okay, we don't know exactly what's going to happen because anything can happen. And, you know, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the end of game heroics by KCP, who in the end of the game made a Lakers were only up by two. Miami was pushing. KCP made a corner three, and then he drove to the hole and made a basket, and it was great. 5 points in two possessions, and that was almost sealing the game. I think that, you know, the big seal of the game was going to be the Anthony Davis three-pointer and the Jimmy Butler block on the other end. But, you know, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for a big, big game from Anthony Davis, and we got a medium game from Anthony Davis in this one, and still won. So I think, you know, looking towards Friday's game five, fully expect the Lakers to close it out. I'm interested to see, you know, if they are able to kind of get into Miami's head early and push them to a place where they don't want to be, which is, you know, upset, sad, anxious. You know, I'm excited to see that. Dwight Howard played in the first quarter, didn't get any rebounds, didn't do anything. I say that quickly. He did get two rebounds, but he turned the ball over twice. So, hey, they canceled that. He was not good. And I think that that's going to be how it is for the rest of the series. I think that Dwight is a liability now against this Heat team. I think they figured out how to play him. Dwight was really good against Jokic last series, but I think that they're going to have to try to put Morris in more, which is what they did. So Markieff Morris played 30 minutes. I would not be surprised if he started the game on Friday. And then they were able to close out the victory because the spacing that he provides is very key. So many times when the Lakers are hunting for a good shot, the ball ends up in Markieff Morris's hands at, you know, the top of the key or at the corner, and he just goes and shoots that three-pointer, and he made two of them in this game, but I feel pretty good when he's shooting the ball from three-point land. So I'm interested. I'm interested to see if the Lakers start Morris. I'm interested to see if Rondo can continue to like play well, because he played pretty well in this game from a like defense and pushing the ball standpoint. His shot making was a disaster. Rondo was 1-for-7 with his one layup, driving layup coming in the fourth quarter at a very crucial point. But you know, I think we had another okay Kyle Kuzma game. He made some shots. He had one big bonehead play, but then he came back down the court and made a three-pointer right away, which was really fun to see Kyle Kuzma be just a little better than he'd been in the past. I think another good Alex Caruso game. You know, he's just hanging out on the court, playing defense, you know, hustling. That's the white guy motto. Way to go, Alex Caruso. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm super happy that this game went the way it did, and I'm excited to see you for game freaking five on Friday. All right, we'll catch you later. Bye.